On Sunday, one of the longest-running house and garden tours in Central Ohio takes place as the German Village House and Garden Tour takes place throughout all 230-odd acres of German Village. And with me are the chair of the German Village House and Garden Tour, Chris Hune, and the media chair, Sarah Urban-Clark. And the 52nd annual House and Garden Tour. This year's theme is celebrating the fun of German Village, and it takes place on Sunday. Chris, tell me about the rich history of the tour and what tour goers should expect on Sunday, because there's a lot, including like a special performance in Schiller Park.
There is a lot, because we think that we were the first House and Garden Tour, and so we think that we set the standards for all House and Garden Tours around the area. So we decided we needed to step it up a notch this year. So not only are you going to see some great homes and gardens, but you're also going to see some great concerts, entertainment, great shopping and dining. So we're really going to make this a true destination day.
And I think it's also kind of interesting that Chris alluded to the fact that we were one of the first home and garden tours in Central Ohio. And about what it was 52 years ago, Frank Fetch, who is, quote, kind of the founder of German Village as it is today, he started renovating homes, and they decided to put 10 homes together and charge $1 for people to come down and to see the homes. And they all thought to themselves, who's going to pay $1 to come and see our homes? And they had really thousands of people come out that very first time. So it's just been a wonderful, wonderful tradition ever since.
And in addition to that, the woman who was there for the very first tour, one of our volunteers, her name is Pat Grimalt. She is our honorary chair this year, because as we're celebrating the fun of German Village, fun is also an acronym for Friends und Neighbors. And she is a great example of the Friends und Neighbors of German Village.
And skipping ahead down the list of questions, this year's tour is dedicated to the spirit of two men who were pillars of the German Village neighborhood. Hence the theme of this year's tour, FUN, Friends und Neighbors.
Right. This year, the tour is dedicated to the spirit of Fred and Howard, as they're referred to in our neighborhood, but it's Fred Holdridge and Howard Burns, who were two icons of German Village. As Sarah alluded to, we had Frank Fetch, who really started the renovation movement. But as everybody in our neighborhood says, it's Fred and Howard who are the ones who kept people in German Village, and hence the fun, because they were all about fun. They were great advocates. They were great philanthropists. They really did a lot for our community to make it the community that it is today.
Now, earlier this year, in January, at the Meeting House, there was a 51st birthday celebration to commemorate the end of the 50th year of the German Village Society, or German Village as people know it today. And how did the celebration tie into the neighborhood's rich history and legacy?
Well, I was, my husband and I and another couple were the chairs of the 50th anniversary committee. It was our privilege and honor. And it's just such an amazing, you know, community that dates back to the 1800s and German immigrants coming in. But then it kind of fell into some disrepair. And as we said, 50 some years ago, Frank Fetch came in and started renovating and found the beauty in the neighborhood and really brought it back to its prior splendor. So our charge last year was to really celebrate 50 years of German Village, and we had a 51st anniversary birthday party to kind of cap off the 50th year. And as we all love to just have a fabulous time in German Village, and so we kind of decided we're going to have a birthday party. And of course, any birthday party needs cake, and so everybody baked a cake, and we all kind of got really competitive with it, shall I say? To put it mildly, there was kind of, you know, some name calling on Facebook, and it was getting brutal. But we all had a very fun time with it, and you know, a few hundred villagers came out and really enjoyed celebrating the 51st anniversary. But again, it just, you know, German Village is such a wonderful, beautiful, historic place, but we have so much fun together as a community.
Wow. Wow, I mean, my birthday was last week, and I did not get a birthday cake for myself.
You didn't tell us.
I'm not the birthday celebrator. I mean, that's what last week's show was about. Moving back to topic, what makes the German village, the designs of the German village homes different from homes in Old Town East, Victorian Village, Upper Arlington, New Albany, or like Bexley, per se?
Well, I think with German Village, even though around our Schiller Park you have some of the older homes that were housed for the more wealthy members of the community, but the main majority of German Village was working class Germans back in the day, and they were the ones that worked in all the breweries, hence our neighborhood brewery district, which is just adjacent to German Village.
And there is a Marktplatz at the tour. What exactly is the Marktplatz for people who don't know exactly what that is?
Well, Marktplatz is the German terminology for market. So obviously it is all about shopping. This year our Marktplatz is, again, another one of those aspects of the tour that have stepped up a notch. We have a very active German Village business community. They have all come together to create little market plots clusters all along the tour route where you can shop, you can stop and get a bite to eat, get something to drink, and also get enjoy some entertainment at each one of the stops along the tour. There's going to be 9 of them this year.
Right, and they feature, all kinds of retailers down in German Village, Katerina's, Helen Winnemore, the Book Loft, and then a lot of the eateries, Barcelona, and
yeah, our restaurants and really
restaurants
stepped up
and
this
yeah.
Year.
Yeah, so it'll be really, really wonderful, and people love, they can obviously go and see the retail establishments themselves, but this will be right along the tour route, and they can go and find these great, great little goodies.
And where can people go for more information on the tour, such as parking or shuttle or to buy tickets?
We have the German Village website. We have a special tour website, which is germanvillagetour.com. It has all the information that you need for where to buy tickets, where to park, and all the information about the tour.
And what makes this tour different from the others is that there are pre-tour parties, which are the night before the tour, I'm assuming. And, what is the story of the pre-tour parties, either one of you?
Well, the pre-tour actually was started by Fred and Howard back in 1985, I believe, was the first one. As I mentioned before, they were all about fun. They were about community. They wanted to do anything that would bring the neighborhood together. So they decided that they would get together. And at that point, they made it a very high-end affair. They rented limos and had champagne, and they recruited people to go to different houses. And homeowners would open up their homes and have these grand dinners, and that took off, and it's been going on since 1985, and we're going to have 14 different dinner locations this year, anywhere from small intimate dinners of 12 all the way up to almost 100 at a location. So varying themes, varying dining menus, just a little something for everybody. So.
And the themes are all based on the fun, friends and neighbors theme. And so we have one theme is wacky neighbors, and based on all the TV the TV kind of wacky neighbors that are on TV. I'm sure Kramer will be featured in one of them.
How about Ned Flanders?
probably. And a couple, I'm trying to think, then there's a big farm table. That's the one that's going to have 100 people. So kind of the theme there is from farm to table. And these people are all, a lot of them are making their own food, by the way. And so that'll be really wonderful for the guests to just come. And it's a great night to just come and see, the insides of another German Village home, and or be out in the garden or wherever and just enjoy, dining and interacting with all kinds of fun, different people.
Right. And the specialness of that night is it's a higher price ticket, mm-hmm. but you get to go to the homes for what we call the pre-tour, and you get to see, in most cases, the upstairs and the downstairs, where on the public tour on Sunday, you'll only get to see the downstairs. So that's what makes it a little bit extra special. Plus, we have a great cocktail party. So it's kind of the fun CNBC, mm-hmm. The event of German Village of every year.
the big event.
It is the big event. It's a big event, and more than 400 people will come out to that event. So it's and it raises a lot of money for German Village and the preservation and education that we do in the society.
Well, thank you, ladies, for sitting down and talking about the tour and the rich history and legacy of the tour. Chris Hune, the chair of the German Village House and Garden Tour, and Sarah Irvin-Clark, the House and Garden Tour media chair. For more information, go to germanvillage.com or germanvillagetour.com. I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour is Sunday throughout German Village.